You see, if you shoot pool with an employee here, you can come and borrow money. Now what does that get us? A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class. And all because a few starry-eyed dreamers like Peter Bailey stir them up and fill their heads with a lot of impossible ideas. Now I say, now just a minute, just a minute. Now hold on, Mr. Potter. Well, you're right when you say my father's no businessman. I know that. Why he ever started this cheap penny-ante building alone, I'll never know. But neither you nor anybody else can say anything against his character, because his whole life was what... Why, in the 25 years since he and Uncle Billy started this thing, he never once thought of himself. Isn't that right, Uncle Billy? He didn't save enough money to send Harry to school, let alone me. But he did help a few people get out of your slums, Mr. Potter. And what's wrong with that? What? Here, you're all businessmen here. Doesn't that make them better citizens? Doesn't it make them better customers? You said, what did you say just a minute ago? That they had to wait and save their money before they even ought to think of a decent home? Wait for what? Until their children grow up and leave them? Until they're so old and broken down that they... Do you know how long it takes a working man to save $5,000? Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him. But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're a cattle. Well, in my book, he died a much richer man than you'll ever be.
I'm not interested in your book. I'm talking about the building and loan. I know very well what you're talking about. You're talking about something you can't get your fingers on. And it's galling you. That's what you're talking about. I know.
Well, I've said too much. You're the board here. You do what you want with this thing.
Just one thing more, though. This town needs this measly one-horse institution, if only to have some place where people can come without having to crawl to Potter. Come on, Uncle Billy.
Sentimental hogwash. I want my motion made.
Now, just a minute, Potter.